The new organization will retain the name of its Milwaukee partner, the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin. It's estimated 4,000 people with HIV will get help each year, and that the Madison Group will be able to provide more medical services like its Milwaukee partner. Another reason for the merger is money. Daniel Gwynn is executive director of the Madison-based AIDS Network. He says overhead costs should be lower and fundraising easier.
Everybody's seen that drop, whether it's from federal resources or state resources, and that's always a big concern. And I think this helps us bolster what we do and sustain our mission.
Gwynn says all staff will be retained and services will continue without interruption, especially HIV testing and needle exchange. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. The Madison and Milwaukee organizations have similar goals, but have been competing for a limited amount of grant money. Merging could improve fundraising and is expected to expand services. Michael Gifford is president and CEO of the Milwaukee-based AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin.
So if there's something unique and effective that is happening in Madison that we can learn from and use in other parts of Wisconsin to help defeat the AIDS epidemic, we'll be able to do that. There's something unique and effective in Milwaukee, and we'll be able to deploy that in Madison.
The combined groups expect to provide services to 4,000 people each year around the state. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.